Last page, so we need to get these books. I'll stop by it. Maybe I'll stop by
it. Yeah. He said he has them. Yes, please.
I think I can do it. All right.
When they close tonight. When they close.
Late.
Okay, everyone have it? We're at the top of Yud Tes. Zman HaNochas Tzon V'Chalit Tzosan. You see it? Okay, top Yud Tes. Zman HaNochas Tzon V'Boker Mishiyireh Chavero HaRogili Mok Tzas V'Rochok Dalad Amos V'Yakirenu. We don't have to darshan too much on this. It's on all the calendars. It's called Mishiyakir. Right? It's Gemara Mishnah and Brachos. But what you will see on some of the calendars is two different times.
For Mishiyakir.
Two different times. One is going to be 10.6, one is going to be 11.11. That's just two different opinions in the poskim over what angle does the sun's rays have to pass over the arc of the earth in order for that to be considered Mishiyakir. Now, everyone's eyes are different. Someone with eagle eyes is going to see, recognize their friend earlier, right? All right, there's an objective time for this, right? So, obviously, the higher the greater the angle, the more the sun is not only over the arc, but it's at some point it's going to pass the arc and you can actually see a little bit of the sun. That's already sunrise. By that time you should be at Shmon Esrei already. Right? So that's all it is. You know, the earth is round, the sun, even if it will bounce off the horizon and there'll be an angle that hits earth. That when that angle is as time goes on, gets bigger and bigger, so you'll see those two times. That the smaller angle is obviously an earlier time. The smaller angle is a kula. It makes you, it allows you to put on tefillin a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. The difference in time depends on the time of year, but is usually not more than 6 or 7 minutes. 6, 7, 8 minutes at most. Okay. It's just so obviously a shul that like this 6 a.m. minyan, we used to do the later time, but then and I noticed that we did the later time in the dead of winter they have to start like 6:30, 6:35 for that minyan to start because they have to dine upstairs obviously because they'll go into the second minyan they can't go, so I didn't say we're not violating anything, we're just using an earlier psak. Now b'di'evid you can daven after dawn. And Mishiyakir is
after Alos.
After Alos.
So you can't put on a tefillin though.
So the answer is you can, as long as it's after Alos. You just don't make a bracha. Right. So this was Lamaisa, you're not old enough to remember, of course, but there was 1 year, I remember it, where daylight savings time went throughout the entire winter. Okay, you getting this? That means that in the beginning of January, sunrise is 8:20. Forget about, sunrise is 8:20. Dawn is 7:15.
What do you mean 1 year? Why did that happen?
Because during the there was an energy crisis, and they just wanted to have...
Oh, they did it.
They did not go back to the standard time. They just kept daylight savings time throughout the entire winter. It was awful. Right? Today, you see, it's getting lighter. Today, sunrise was about 7:45. It'd be 7:45 for sunrise, it's... It would still be dark out now. Okay, anyway, so that's Mishiyakir. Continue. Chayav Adam Lemash Meish B'Tfilin B'Chol Shah. You should move around the tefillin, right? You know, if you put on tefillin before Mishiyakir, without a bracha, so when that time comes, all right, move it around a little bit, and then tighten it again, say, Hashem Gujar, Laniach Tefillin. Move it aside. Fix it, but where it's supposed to be, amitzvah tefillin. It's called the mashmesh b'tefillin. Now here, but this is something else. This says that we should constantly be touching it, right? And because the main thing is to make sure it's benin echa, right? But also that you shouldn't have a hesach adas from wearing it. You shouldn't forget that you're wearing tefillin. Right? Okay, so the whole shah, how often? Right, don't be obsessive. That's crazy. But
the kol shah.
Yeah, it means every hour. No, it means the whole here shah means every moment, every time you can. So we do it in different parts of dam. Or choshech, tefos ben yinecha. We touch, we kiss with the ritzua, with our tzitzis. All right, nice thing.
You risk
some people
it
say
you
poseh ches yodecho maspil chavetz. Yeah, okay. So, I have in inside my shell roach. There's a mirror inside. The, you know what I'm saying? Is it? Now people, when they come here, they say, "What? What do you have a mirror in shul for? You see, there's a mirror there on the side."
I use it all the time.
I don't know if people realize, but that there's a.
One time it was missing, and I noticed.
you see, right above where my shender is, there's that. So that actually is a mirror.
Oh, it is.
I could see the whole shul while. But it's good. I use it for my. But it's such a dark mirror that
teachers have eyes in the back of their head.
Yeah, oh yeah. I could see the whole show while I'm up there. I could see he was talking. I could see he was being good. All right. Ukshiyomar laosal yodecha you mashmesh b'shel yad. Ukshiyomer, you see it. Ukshiyomer beni necha you mashmesh b'shel rosh. So I just told you a few different times where people do that. Hoseches yodecha.
I didn't know that was the purpose. That it was just the holy thing to do in that moment.
It's to make sure you don't lose your track. That's what he's saying here.
Cool.
Gimel. Chalitza sa tefillin me'umad, bein shel rosh, bein shel yad. All right, remove the tefillin while standing as for Ashkenazim. We said that before. V'shel rosh choltso biyado hasmolis, achar shechalatza krichos meha etzba. Okay, I'm not aware of this. All right, what do you do? You remove the hand. You're both righties?
Lefty.
Okay, so move your hand. Right. Then, with the same tefillin hand, remove the shel rosh. Right?
The same hand that you removed the tefillin.
No, the same hand that's wearing the tefillin. Remove the shel rosh.
Because it's your weak hand.
So, I've seen this, and we'll see if he doesn't give an explanation. Is that when you finish Shmon Esrei, and I have a book in my office. It's called Yad Eliezer, and it's all the laws of being left-handed. Over when something is bedafka with the left hand, or something is just your weak, whatever your weaker hand for you would be your left is your right. Right. So whenever I do something with the left hand, you do it. Tefillin is obviously an example of that, right? Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should, when you finish Shmoneh Esrei, go back with your left foot, as if to say that's my weaker foot, the foot you would not kick a football with,
unless you're lefty.
Well, go back with the foot that you're right, that you don't use. Do you kick with? Would you kick with your left foot?
Yeah.
Just like you're right with your left hand.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So go back with your left foot, because this is for righties now. Because you're saying to Hashem, I really don't want to go. I'd love to stay here and stand before you all day. I'm doing something that's it's difficult for me, but I have to move on with my other things for the day. So please, I take my leave.
Right. And then move forward with the other foot.
And then move forward with the right. Go back to you. I want to go with the right. And then when I part from you, I want to do it with my
both times. Meaning the beginning of Shmon Esrei.
That when we begin, we step forward with the left, left, right, left. And when we come back out, we go left, right, left.
Right, left, right. Yeah.
So you start with your right foot when you go in.
Both left, times the same.
Right, left, right, left, right. Mm-hmm. But look, that's not certain ma'akev. But they just so here it would appear. Bonus home. I really don't want to take off my tefillin, but I have to get to work. I have to move on, right? Hmm. So I'm going to take it off with my weaker hand. Now for you, that would be
doing this all backwards.
No, in other words, you're taking off the tefillin shorosh with the hand that's wearing the tefillin.
Instead taking the steps the way that I see you take the steps.
So while we're on this topic, let me just mention that we talked about this. I think it came up last time when Rav Kahana went under the bed to see what his Rebbe's doing or he's talking. So the next Gemara talks about Ben Azai following Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom. And he notices that he's wiping himself only with his right hand. I'm sorry, with his left hand. Rabbi Akiva's left hand. So Rabbi Akiva explained, I don't want to wipe myself with the hand that puts on tefillin. I wipe myself with the hand that wears the tefillin? No, because the hand that puts on the tefillin, right, needs some bit of explanation itself. And then the Gemara says, this is your right hand is the hand that gives the simonim of laning. When someone would lane, apparently there was someone standing next to him. He was telling him, and he would show the notes with his hands so that the person could actually lay on the spot. So these, you know, these are righty lefty things, but that's the hand. Okay, all right. So there's another bigger point being made here. The shel rosh should never be on alone, unless you don't have a hand. Someone has to put on the shel rosh for you.
When would you find yourself in such a situation?
Do you actually take off the shel yad first because you don't know this halacha?
Say for a crazy reason you lost the shel yad.
Then
you just borrow somebody else's.
Then put on the shel rosh alone.
I'm just curious. All
right. Yeah, but it shouldn't be on because the pasuk says v'yulchala os al yadcha. Now because when it says yadcha, it says v'haya lachala os. V'hayu letotafos b'ninechas. The Gemara makes a few drashas about why this is v'hayah and this v'hayu, because if you ever look inside, there's just one compartment here. But here there's four compartments. So v'hayu. Also, v'hayu means this is never on alone. When your shalrosh is on, it's always, you always have two tefillin on.
Can you call me Ted?
Sure. Okay. So, I call him the district attorney. He's an attorney. He's a district attorney, but his initials are David Asher. All right. So you get the shel rosh should not be on alone. Okay. So that we had this came up before. If you touch your talis before the tefillin, if you touch your tefillin before the talis, put on the tefillin first, because mitzvah baliotcha al tachmitzenu is more powerful than tadir. But you put on the shel yad first because there is a kasuf. So if you touch the shel rosh first, don't put it on. If you go against the xeris kasuf, and you'll have the shel rosh on alone. Okay. Well, let's try to finish this. Dalit. No, he says it. Mitzchalitzis hatfilin me'umad bein shel rosh bein shel yad v'shel rosh cholzo biyado hasmolis achar shecholat zakrichos meha etzba. So first you move this. You take it off the way you put it on. This is first, this is second, this is third. So two. Third hand here, the krichos here first, shalrosh, and then this. Just go backwards. Okay? Ein lachlotza tefillin rak achar kadish tiskabel sh'achar uvalotzion. V'rosh chodesh chotzin kodim musaf achar kadish. Pretty simple, right? First here, kadish tiskabel. And v'rosh chodesh, we take it off before musaf. The reason for that, taking off musaf, the Ramah says, because we say keser in Kedusha. We don't. We say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You know what keser is? You have a davening of Sfarish. So the Ramah says it's not shayach, but we should say God's keser while we're wearing our keser. So remove our keser to say the keser. That's very strange. We don't say, so, but still, because Rosh Chodesh is an Indian in Isser Malacha, some people would know Isser Malacha for men as well as women, so we shouldn't be wearing tefillin men. Uladasa Eliyahu Rabbah, that Aleph Reish is Eliyahu Rabbah, Lifnei Kaddish. You can take off the tefillin before Kaddish. V'zel Hashanah. U'matov la'asok b'chalitza k'sha'omir yeheishni Rabbah sh'nishmarchu kecha ki b'marba v'yum mevorchim l'shmarchu kecha. Okay, this I have to talk about. This is a little complicated. But it was. I used to have this mitzvah a lot when I was younger, to remove the tefillin in the middle of Uvalitziyam. Because of a particular minhag the Gemara says about Eretz Yisrael. We'll start with that the next time, okay? Make a note.